Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
All right. I'm so excited about our show every morning. Petra Harpik really makes the show happen. She's corralling myself, Buck Bukowski, Henry Hunter into the studio. And as we're doing that, we've got Max Angelin on the phone to give us a smelt report. Max, why don't you go ahead and take the reins from us? You're in Quetzaluk. Where are the smelts? Did they reach Quetzaluk? And you've got the reins for a second. We're going to turn the mics off in the studio while we get adjusted. Go with it, Max.
Good morning. This is Max Angelin. I am calling from Quetzaluk or was telephone. Yesterday, the smelts were at the bluffs above Bethel, that's below the mouth of Quick River. I believe that they may have made it to Dapachnak, what they call the Y. I'm sure that they reached probably Akechok. I got some smelts from my cousin and my nephew. He went there to get some smelts. I showed my daughter how to hang up and dry smelt. So I'm glad that the smelt came. I'm happy. That's what we do annually.
Well, spectacular. Thank you, Max, for giving us that report. I'm glad you get to enjoy that time with your daughter. The key takeaway is the smelts are near the Y in Quetzaluk, if you know what the Y is. I don't, but thank you, Max, for telling us. And I'm excited to be sitting here with fellow ex-service members, veterans from foreign war members, Buck Bukowski and Henry Hunter. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for being here this morning. Good morning, Buck.
Good morning.
Good morning, Henry.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Henry, you're going to have to forgive me in advance. I'm a bit partial to Buck because he's Navy like me. All right, but well, I'm gonna defer to you though. You earned the Purple Heart, so tell us a little bit about your service with the Army.
I served over in Vietnam in the 1970s, 70-71, with the 101st Airborne Division. My MOS was 11 Bravo 40, which is a combat infantryman. I served in the mainly in the jungle the whole year. I also got wounded over in Vietnam. I received the Purple Heart and also the Brown Star Medal and the Air Medal. I came out of the military in 1971 and also served, came back to Bethel, and I served with the 297th Infantry Battalion, which is the National Guard. And I came out of the National Guard with the rank of E6.
Thank you for your service. And I really am at a loss for words when I speak to gentlemen like yourself who've seen combat. I have worked alongside and had friends who saw combat, so I'm careful with the questions I ask. Okay. Is the point of the story. Thank you for your service, and that's where I'll leave that. Let me ask Henry to give us a little bit of story of his service with the Navy.
Well, I served for a couple years on the East Coast, and then I got transferred out to the West Coast and got on an aircraft carrier to Vietnam. And when Henry and these guys were in the jungle and they needed air support, my airplanes were the ones that go give them support. I was aircraft mechanic, structural mechanic, and hydraulic. Got out in 1970 and never went back to New York. I got in the truck and drove up to Alaska and been here ever since.
In Bethel, or did you go to other places in Alaska?
I got to Anchorage with $3, and that was 1970, and been here ever since.
Henry, you're from Bethel.
Yes, I grew up.
Graduated in St. Mary's 1968, you were telling me before.
Yes.
You know, I asked, so both of you gentlemen, I do have one question. You know, coming out of that era, I know that in the United States at the time, there was a lot of negative backlash towards returning soldiers. And I hope that, you know, over time, we're in a better place now, aren't we? Is that true?
Well, for me, it was because in the early 1970s, you know, a lot of the Vietnam veterans, when we were coming home to landing in Seattle, we weren't met with very good reception from the American public. As you know, the American public were demonstrating against the war in Vietnam in Washington. And a lot of the Vietnam vets weren't treated right. And I was the same way. So, and a lot of other veterans, they know about it. Those who live on the Kuskokwim and on the Yukon know about this.
Yeah, I've heard some stories anyway. How about yourself, Buck? What did you experience in regards to coming back?
When our aircraft carrier left to go to Vietnam under the Golden Gate Bridge, people would hold rolls of paper towels on the bridge and toilet paper and let go of the roll, and it would be nice streamers and a beautiful parade going under the bridge. On the way back, they dumped trash cans of garbage on us, and it wasn't very nice at all. We didn't get thank yous, but organizations like the VFW and the American Legion now made sure that every veteran returning home nowadays from these wars and over there in the desert, those soldiers get the respect they deserve.
Something that I do want to comment on, and I'm going to be incorrect. I'm going to be close but wrong. We are currently engaged in something on the order of 17 foreign wars. And I know that the American public, sometimes we get placated in some way. Somehow the news kind of confuses us, and we lose sight of the fact that we are in the mix all over the place, and we have people forward deployed all over the place all the time. And sometimes I think that we're desensitized to that. But let me move on real quick. We're here to talk about Memorial Day, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going to go on here in Bethel during Memorial Day. But first, I think we all would like to take the opportunity to reflect a little bit on what Memorial Day is all about. I know that for myself, I get concerned when I during Memorial Day when I see all the gung-ho kind of stuff going on, because it's not what the original intent of the holiday was. Why don't I segue to you, Henry, because you can articulate that quite well. Tell us about the original intention of a Memorial Day.
Well, you know, in the years past, Congress passed Memorial Day to be to remember those veterans who have fallen in defense of freedom. That's what Memorial Day is all about. You know, excuse me.
No worries.
In the past, you know, like myself, on Memorial Day, I honor my father and my mother and my daughter. So does everybody else. But, you know, the real intent is for those veterans. We must never forget those veterans on Memorial Day. They're the ones that gave us the freedom. And, you know, the exact word is freedom is not free. So no intent on, you know, visiting grandmother or your dad or your mom on Memorial Day. But that the real intent from Memorial Day is for those veterans that have fallen.
I don't mean to make this about myself at all, but I recently lost a fellow veteran friend of mine, the Vietnam era vet. Came back from Vietnam riddled with addiction to heroin. Took him years and years and years, but did indeed succumb to addiction issues just recently last year. And I consider him a casualty of war just the same. Also, you know, just I have another good friend that he had his entire high school class in front of him. They were all, in, you know, forwardly deployed. And so I definitely have a solemn heart on Memorial Day as I think about the many casualties of war, the many victims of war, indeed the service members that have lost their lives in defense of freedom. And that's what it's all about. Henry, Buck, do you want to weigh in on your thoughts on Memorial Day?
Well, it's what Henry said. It's for the soldiers and sailors and airmen, Marines that fell in defense of our freedom, defense of our flag, and we should go honor them. Now, I know America, while they're at the memorial service at the graveyard, they go see their own family, their own friends, and their own stuff, and that's okay. They got a big 3-day, 4-day weekend, and it's kind of turned into a big weekend. It's like the beginning of summer is on that weekend. And some people, like Christmas, it was meant for one thing and ended up being another thing. So Memorial Day, yes, it is the beginning of summer and the parks open and the pools open and all that stuff. But people should remember the reason it was there was to honor the fallen comrades.
So is his radio, so I'm not going to, I want to spend one moment and just pause and let's just reflect with our listeners. We'll take a small moment of pause and reflect on our fallen comrades. And for the purpose of radio, we're going to be silent for a bit. So don't get nervous out there. Your radio's not broken. Let's cause a moment of silence for our fallen comrades. Okay. Well, we're here to talk about the festivities, though, that are taking place at the VFW is sponsoring them, but they're going to be taking place out at the Veterans Memorial. So tell me a little bit about what's going on. Whoever wants to start, I think Henry looks like he's ready to tell me what's going on. When is it? Or no, Buck's got it. What's going on and when is it? Tell me what's up.
Well, it's going to be on Memorial Day, and they're going to have buses provided at the VFW, and they're going to just keep going up and back, up and back, up and back, and bring everybody up there to the...
Correct me. What's the name of the space of that one?
It's on the same road as the Veterans Cemetery and Bethel's new cemetery, but it's the Alaska Territorial Guard Park.
Alaska Territorial Guard Park, Monday.
Monday, and I believe 2 o'clock. It starts at 2, but the buses are going to start about 12:30.
So either you can go up to the park or you can go to the VFW and take a bus. There'll be buses running periodically throughout the event.
Round, stop.
Back and forth, nonstop.
And then they'll stop only
when
the ceremony's going, and then they'll run back the other way because the VFW's got a 1,000 hot dogs to feed to the people in Bethel.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the ceremony, Henry. What are we gonna see there at the ceremony?
Well, you know, the ceremony every year during Memorial Day, we've been doing it for, you know, over 30 years, you know, or 40. We honor a fallen comrade, especially one that fallen during combat. First Bethelite that fell in Vietnam was George Kilbuck, and that one year we honored his grave, and we have the ladies auxiliary with us that work with us, but now they're called the auxiliary. But we involved a community to honor a fallen comrade.
And so the ceremony will take place precisely at what time?
2 o'clock.
So that'll be at 2. So if you want to get there for the ceremony, you'll want to get there a little bit in advance of that.
Yes.
And then that'll be how long we think that'll be?
It's usually takes about a half hour. Mm-hmm. Maybe this time it's going to take about 45 minutes because we're not honoring one particular person. We're honoring almost 6,000 people, which is the Alaska Territorial Guard members that served from 1942 to 1947.
And then afterwards, you just mentioned that there's going to be a feed at the VFW.
We have, the community. We open our doors, the VFW Ports in 1001, opened our doors for refreshments.
So after the event, people can head over to VFW. There'll be hot dogs. What time do you think that'll end?
Just like I said, maybe a half hour from maybe 2:30, 2:45, or 3 o'clock.
All right.
But the hot dog serving will end when...
The hot dogs
end. When there's 999th hot dog is gone, and I'll keep the last one.
I feel like 999 hot dogs on the VFW, 900 hot dogs there.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure that, you know, this year we are honoring the Alaska Territorial Guard members. There's still maybe a couple still alive. You know, Territorial Guard members, they range from 12 years old to about 80 years old. So we do have, I know Sam Jackson from Kuiklik was part of the Alaska Territorial Guard.
Will he be joining us?
I don't have any idea if he is.
Any special guests?
Not really.
We may have Dave Trantham get up and speak, and he was instrumental in getting the park set up. You know, we talk about how the Vietnam vets didn't get treated well when they came home. The ATG guys served 5 years. All they were issued was a rifle. They had to wear their own clothes. They got no pay. They had to feed themselves. And they got zero recognition when the war was over. And it took 60 years or so, 70 years, for them to finally get their recognition.
That's the Alaskan Territorial Guard.
It became the Alaska National Guard.
I see. Henry, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, the Alaska Territorial Guard was created in 1942 after Japan bombed Pearl Harbor in 1971. It was created by Congress. They recognized that Alaska was a strategic point in the war because if Japan ever wanted to invade the United States, Alaska was right there in the middle. So they, Muktuk Marson, he was a major in the U.S. Army, traveled to majority of these villages all the way from the bottom of Alaska all the way up to the top of the World Barrier and created these companies of Alaska Territorial Guard. They were eyes and ears of the U.S. Army. And it's basically like a radar, you know, Alaska, if Japan ever invaded, they would know about it. And so like Buck said, yes, they were volunteers. The only paid staff were the U.S. Army people. Muktuk Marson was paid and his staff was paid. And so, you know, Buck is right. They were issued one rifle and the clothes on their back. And I just want to reiterate this year that we're going to be honoring those people. And their patch was a square patch with the background was the Alaska flag with the letters ATG.
I have the details for the feed and the park up, and I just missed them. The we're going to be there at VFW Park, the ATG Park, at 2 p.m. on Monday, and then there's going to be the feed after the May 28th. There'll be the feed at 2:30 or 3 at the VFW itself, and that's the special part of this ceremony this year is honoring the Alaskan National Guard, originally called
the National Guard, originally, Alaska Territorial Guard.
Originally the Alaskan Territorial Guard. And I think it's important for everyone to know that no matter what your politics are, and all three of us probably agree, you know, we serve for different reasons. Many of us were called for many different times for different reasons. But regardless of your politics, your servicemen served for you, and we served for you. And so I hope that everyone takes that into account as we honor our fallen comrades the casualties of war, and those that are the unsung heroes through history, like we're trying to make good on this year. Any last words?
The park was built to honor those fallen ATG guys, and they came from 31 villages, I believe, or 34 villages, and there's over 1,400 of them on that plaque on the wall up there at the park. And if you go up there, I'm sure you'll see all kinds of people that you knew, because there's 1,400 names up there from all the villages, and on Memorial Day you can go up there and, you know, get a picture taken pointing at your grandpa or your uncle. And it's a pretty good place to go visit.
I just want to say, I'm thankful this year that we're going to be honoring the Alaska Territorial Guard. You know, they were the forgotten people. They were 6,300 people strong that served for 5 years in defense of our country. And in 2010, you know, the late Senator Ted Stevens, you know, made passed legislation in Congress to make the Alaska Territorial Guard veteran status. In other words, that means the Alaska Territorial Guard members were able to receive benefits, just like veterans like Buck and I.
So I'm very excited as well that these unsung heroes are being honored. And you mentioned that they served without pay.
Yes.
Out of their own pocket, and we know where they served. For me, from the 48, they served here in Alaska. To me, that's you know, at the time, it sounds like conditions and cold, and you know, from my perspective, I can't imagine it without having the funds to keep yourself out of the elements. I am excited about the event coming up. They'll be there at 2 p.m. at the ATG Park on the 28th. And I want to make sure that everyone gets out there and honors the fallen comrades. We're Coffee at KYUK. Please don't forget to send in your smell pictures to Coffee at KYUK. And don't forget to be awesome to each other.